Now, the relative bodhicitta has two aspects. There's the vow aspect, and there's the establishment aspect. The first refers, of course, to the bodhisattva's vow, and with this we've just dealt. The second refers to the practice of the six perfections or transcendental virtues, that is to say, giving or generosity, uprightness, patience, vigor, meditation, and wisdom. So a few words on each of these. First of all, giving or generosity. What is this? This represents essentially a positive outward-going attitude, an attitude, even a feeling, we may say, an urge to give and to share. One can enumerate all the different kinds of things which can be given away. There are all sorts of lists, all sorts of classifications in Buddhist literature, but potentially we may say one can give away anything that can be possessed. There's a traditional sixfold classification in terms, first of all, of giving material things, sharing with other people things like food, clothing, and so on. And then the giving of fearlessness. Great importance is attached to this in Buddhist circles in the East, that the bodhisattva, by his very presence, by his very example, his very person, if you like, his very being, creates in other people a positive attitude, an attitude of fearlessness, of freedom from fear. This is surely one of the great problems of today, that people are riddled with anxiety. You can see anxiety written large on most people's faces. Most people's way of life conduces to anxiety, conduces to fear. And often this is repressed. And because it becomes repressed, it becomes unconscious. And in this way, it's projected, spread over the whole of their lives, whole of existence almost. They feel threatened from this quarter and from that on account of this diffused anxiety. So the bodhisattva, by his presence, by his example, we may say, counteracts all this. He's positive. He creates confidence and freedom from fear, freedom from anxiety, wherever he goes. Because he makes people see that it isn't worthwhile being attached to or bound down by conditioned things. He gives them anew a larger perspective, gives them, in fact, a cosmic perspective. And in this way, emancipates them from conditioned things and creates in them an attitude of fearlessness. And next, the bodhisattva gives education and culture. These are considered very important traditionally in all Buddhist countries. Unless there's a certain level of education in the true sense, not just book learning, unless there's a certain level of culture in the sense of a certain refinement of spirit, no spiritual life really is possible. So the arts and sciences are encouraged by the bodhisattva, by Buddhism in general. Then, next, the bodhisattva is quite ready to sacrifice, if necessary, his life and limbs. He's prepared to give these too, if necessary. This is, of course, something that surpasses the scope of most people nowadays. Very, very rarely are we called upon actually to sacrifice our life or even our limbs for the sake of what we believe in, certainly in this country. But there have been ages in the past, and there are areas of the world even at present where if you have a spiritual belief, if you do believe in spiritual principles, then you stand up for those in public, perhaps at the risk of your life. So we shouldn't forget, perhaps, how fortunate we are in many respects in being able to profess publicly and follow to a very great extent those spiritual principles in which we believe. Under less favorable circumstances, we might have to pay for our belief, or at least our profession, with our lives. And next, again, the bodhisattva is prepared to give away his merits. Merits are something you acquire as a result of good deeds, good actions, generous actions. So one mustn't be attached to these. We're told the bodhisattva is quite ready to give away these merits that he has acquired. He doesn't want to mark himself off, as it were, from other beings as more meritorious or more virtuous than they are. And this is why at the conclusion of a successful religious observance or ceremony or undertaking, we very often recite verses saying that the merits accruing from this performance, I don't wish to keep for myself alone. I wish to share them with all living beings whatsoever. So this is called the gift or the transference of one's merits. And then again, the bodhisattva gives the dharma, gives the truth, gives the teaching. And this, we're told, is a supreme gift, the greatest of all gifts. Because you can give people food and clothing, but they may not lead a very noble life. You can give them fearlessness, but even that may not carry them very far. Even education, culture, and so on. Even share your merits with them. But they can still not be leading a truly human life. But once you give the gift of the Dharma, once you open their spiritual eye, once they can see things in a more universal, a more cosmic perspective, once they can begin to see the plan and the pattern of it all, and to accord their lives with that plan and with that pattern, orient them in the direction of enlightenment, then they will truly begin to live. Before they were merely existing, if not vegetating. So lastly, the bodhisattva gives the gift of the dharma. So this is the traditional sixfold classification with regards to giving or generosity. But one can say there's even another form of giving, a higher, or at least a more comprehensive form of giving, which includes all the others, and that is that the bodhisattva always gives himself. You may remember in this connection there's a little verse or a line in one of Walt Whitman's poems where he says, "When I give myself." And this is, in a way, the greatest and certainly the most inclusive form of giving, that you give yourself. It's easier to give material things but not give yourself with them. It's even easy to make other people fearless, to emancipate them from anxieties, but not give yourself. It's even possible to give the gift of the Dharma, the teaching, but not give yourself. So this, we may say, this giving of oneself is the greatest of all gifts, the supreme gift, which includes all others. So this too, the bodhisattva makes. The bodhisattva is one who gives himself, who, as it were, spreads himself out, if you like, radiates himself out towards all other living beings, not holding anything of himself back from them. So this is dana, this is giving, this is generosity.